From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin on Thursday thanked the government of Japan, Australia, and the United States of America for providing vaccines and monetary assistance to support Indonesia's fight against COVID-19. Indonesia has received 2.1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from Japan, he told a virtual press conference as quoted by Antara. Indonesia has 43 million vaccine in stock, which will surface for 30 million citizens, he informed, adding that the government has been striving to raise the country's daily vaccination rate. President Joko Widodo has set a target of boosting Indonesia's daily vaccination rate to 1 million doses by July this year. The Indonesian government has assured that it will provide social assistance to the needy once the Emergency Public Activities Restrictions, or PPKM, come into force in Java and Bali. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who is also the coordinator for the emergency PPKM for Java and Bali, said at an online press conference on Thursday that the aid will hopefully alleviate the financial burden on people with low incomes, particularly when the emergency PPKM is in force from July 3rd to July 20, 2021. The emergency PPKM will be implemented in districts and cities listed as level 4 in terms of the pandemic situation, and 74 districts and cities listed as level 3 in Java and Bali. The criteria refers to the World Health Organization indicators based on the transmission rate and response capacity. The Netherlands has decided to donate 3 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to Indonesia following a meeting between Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and her Dutch counterpart Sigrid Kaag recently. The Netherlands will soon send the vaccine to Indonesia, she said, without deliberating on the vaccine brand. The second batch of vaccine aid from Japan will arrive in Indonesia in the not-so-distant future. The minister said she is also trying to secure vaccine from Britain through a dose-sharing scheme. The Australian government has donated $77 million Australian to help Indonesia procure at least 10 million vaccine doses through the COVID-19 Vaccine Global Access COVAX facility. Let's move on to the international news. As forecasters warn of a record-breaking heat wave in the Pacific Northwest and Western Canada last weekend, officials set up cooling centers, distributed water to the homeless, and took other steps. An excessive heat warning remained in effect for parts of the interior Northwest and Western Canada on Thursday. The death toll in Oregon alone reached 79, the Oregon State Medical Examiner said on Thursday, with most occurring in Multnomah County, which encompasses Portland. Between Friday and Monday, 7,600 people cooled off amid the stacks of books. Others went to three more cooling centers. Nearly 60 teams sought out homeless people, offering water and electrolytes. South Korea's daily count of coronavirus cases topped 800 on Thursday, the highest since January 7 due to new clusters infection and the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant, officials said on Friday. The government had relaxed social distancing measures starting this month, as the daily tally had hovered around 500 over the past couple of months and the country's vaccination drive accelerated. But just days before the ease curbs took effect, the number shot up to nearly 600 and then nearly 800 this week, due chiefly to new outbreaks in the capital Seoul and its surrounding regions, prompting authorities there to postpone the easing by a week. Interior and Safety Minister John Hae Chol told an intra-agency COVID-19 meeting that more than 80% of new cases have come from the Seoul metropolitan area for a third straight day on the back of a cluster infection from restaurants and private educational institutions. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Myanmar's military on Thursday to release Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint Naw, on UN spokesperson said on Thursday, a day after thousands of other detainees were freed. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the army took power on February 1st and ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. Myanmar freed more than 2,000 detainees on Wednesday, among them journalists and others who the ruling military said had been held on incitement charges for taking part in protests, local media reported. Erika Neko, associate spokesperson for Guterres, said that they remain deeply concerned at the continuation of violence and intimidation, including arbitrary arrests by the security forces. Oil prices held steady on Friday after OPEC Plus ministers delayed a meeting on output policy as the United Arab Emirates balked at a plan to add back 2 million barrels per day in the second half of the year. U.S. West Texas Intermediate or crude futures and Brent crude futures posted strong gains on Thursday as a plan backed by Saudi Arabia and Russia for the Organization of Petroleum Countries and Allies, together known as OPEC Plus, to add back 400,000 barrels per day each month from August through December 2021 was more cautious than investors had expected. ING Commodity Strategy said in a note that failure to come an agreement could mean that the group continues with current levels of production, which would mean that the market tightens even quicker. That was the news. Thursday, July 1st, People's Republic of China celebrated the Chinese Communist Party centenary of, or 100 anniversary. China's national news agency XinhuaNet.com said that for 100 years, the party formed by Mao Zedong has ushered China into a modern and most advanced socialist country in the 21st century. However, the achievements are not without black records, such as the social and economic policies of the government in the 60s, which made millions of people starve and even die. Not to mention the Tiananmen incident in 1989, which caused chaos and claimed many lives. Chinese President Xi Jinping, while delivering remarks on the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, vowed to complete China's reunification with long-standing self-rule Taiwan. According to President Xi, China under his leadership has stepped up efforts to assert sovereignty claims to Taiwan. He further stated that China has managed to withstand various tests and pressures, such as the war against COVID-19, catastrophic flooding in the central and eastern parts of the country, as well as extreme poverty in rural areas. In addition, they are also in terms of fighting corruptions and violation of disciplines as well as money politics. Historically or ideologically, the Chinese Communist Party has proven to be fully responsible for the development of modern China. The vision of reform from Deng Xiaoping's leadership to until Xi Jinping has mastered the bureaucracy, military, and other aspects of the life of the Chinese nation. With the centralization democracy model at the age of 100 years, the Chinese Communist Party has succeeded in making China an economically developed country in the 21st century, defeating the hegemony of the United States and the West throughout the 20th century. We begin July 2, 1900, the first flight of Zeppelin over Konstanz Lake, Germany occurred. Zeppelin is a type of airship that was named after its inventor Ferdinand Adolf Heinrich August von Zeppelin. It flew for the first time in July 2, 1900. The business of Zeppelin was stopped after Germany's defeat in World War I, but under the leadership of Hugo Eckener, a civil Zeppelin became popular in 1920s. Zeppelin reached its peak glory in the 1930s. July 2, 1937, Amelia Earhart and her navigator Fred Noonan missing in the Pacific. Amelia Mary Earhart was the first woman to receive the Distinguished Flying Cross. She was awarded for being the first woman to fly across the Atlantic. In June 2, 1937, during the flight across the globe, Amelia Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, were missing in the Pacific near Howland Island. The mystery of their disappearance is still unsolved. July 2, 1976, North and South Vietnam reunited. The Socialist Republic of Vietnam was divided into two. For around 20 years, North Vietnam and South Vietnam were at war. However, in July 2, 1976, the two reunited. At that time, it was officially broadcasted in Hanoi that the leaders of North and South Vietnam had consolidated.
Sekadar hayalan biarkan ku menjaganya
jadi saksi cintaku padanya. Tak main-main hatiku, apapun rintangannya ku ingin bersama dia. Rambutnya jadi saksi cintaku padanya. Oh, tak main-main hatiku. Apapun rintangannya ku ingin bersama dia. Ku mau dia, tak mau yang lain. Hanya dia.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government through the Manpower Ministry joined hands with Austrian government in developing a maritime skill training center, BLK, in Serang, Banten. Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia gave appreciation to Austrian government for their commitment in supporting the Maritime Skills Training Center development in Indonesia. Minister Ida Fauzia said that during the MOU signing, Forum for Communication between Training Center and Industry FKLPI Board Inauguration and the Maritime Skills Training Center Development First Milestone Planning at the Job Training Development Center BBPLK Serang Banten on Monday. Ida Fauzia said the Maritime Skills Training Center Development Project scope includes four main working components. They are building construction, training equipment procurement, curriculum development, program syllabus, and training models that meet with the Europe-recognized Austrian standards which are recognized in Europe. The training will be adjusted to the local needs in Indonesia. Minister Ida Fauzia further explained the cooperation is a comprehensive development of the four existing vocational trainings, namely mechanical, welding, electrical, and mechatronic engineering, with special strengthening for welding and electrical engineering. Meanwhile, Austrian Ambassador for Indonesia, Johannes Peterlik, also appreciated the maritime vocational training workshops at Sarang Job Training Development Center. The Austrian embassy will keep monitoring the project development. This cooperation is expected to give a significant contribution, not only for the people around the Sarang Job Training Development Center, but also Indonesian welding and electric industry in the future.
Begitu banyak cerita, ada suka ada duka. Cinta yang ingin ku tulis bukanlah cinta biasa. Dua keyakinan bisa, masalah pun tak sama.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。 evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is going to let you know about Putri Telunjuk Sakti Dance. The dance is created for the fairy tales of the people of Ogan Komering Ilir, South Sumatra. It tells about the greatness of princess, who has strength in her index finger. Allegedly, when the princess points her finger up, the thunder will blaze. Generally, Putri Telunjuk Sakti dance is performed by 5 or more female dancers. It depends on the size of the stage, but the number must be odd, because one person must act as the princess. The dance movement is dominated by hand movements which symbolizes women have power, namely in their action. At the beginning of the dance, 4 dancers will form a sitting cross-leg formation, and the princess will continue to dance by getting on a higher place. At the end, all the dancers will take out a dagger and draw it into the sky as a symbol of the true power of women. The dance is accompanied by a combination of traditional South Sumatran musical instruments, including drums, gongs, percussions, and other percussion instruments, and it is also given a touch of accordion as a characteristic of Sumatran Malay music. These various musical instruments are combined with other modern musical instruments such as guitar and bass. The dancers of Putri Telunjuk Sakti wear traditional South Sumatran clothes which are dominated by gold color. The head is decorated with the sigar, which is equipped with the kneaded jasmine flower, while the bottom part of the dancer's cloth is wrapped in black songket cloth with floral motifs. The left and right hips of the dancers are equipped with scarves and tucked into a dagger. The dance shows the masculine side of women. In this case, women are actually strong figures and even have hidden strength. By taking the fairy tale of princess in its movement, the dance of Putri Telunjuk Sakti breaks the hegemony of masculine culture. The dance also shows how the people of Ogan Komering Ilir really respect the position of women.
Banyak perhatian kamu mengerti. Tak harus ada bunga, kamu mengerti. Ku tak selalu ada, kamu mengerti. Cinta tanpa terucap, kamu mengerti. Mestinya kamu bisa tinggalkan diriku ini. Namun kau tak menyerah memelukku seutuhnya. Kamu, kamu yang terus mengerti aku. Tak pernah terlukiskan betapa besar hatimu. Kamu, kamu dengarkan ini janjiku. Kau milikku, aku milikmu hingga akhir waktu. Ku tak selalu ada, kamu mengerti. Cinta tanpa terucap, kamu mengerti. Kamu bisa tinggalkan diriku ini. Namun kau tak menyerah memelukku seutuhnya. Kamu, kamu yang terus mengerti aku. Tak pernah terlukiskan betapa besar hatimu. Kamu, dengarkan ini janjiku. Kau milikku, aku milikmu hingga akhir waktu. Ku bukan orang yang bisa mengungkap.
Just listen to the third pop song, and for next segment we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aviation analytics firm Cirium announced the 10 most punctual airlines in Asia Pacific in May 2021. According to Cirium's official statement Thursday, the results were divided into two categories, namely mainline and network. Mainline is a flight system operated by major airlines and does not include airline partners. Meanwhile, network is a flight system operated by major airlines, including flights marketed by airlines but operated by separate airline partners. Garuda Indonesia, Indonesia's national airline, won awards in both categories. Previously, various international-based awards have been achieved by Garuda, including the world's best cabin crew for 5 consecutive years and top 10 of the world's best airline 2018. At the Asia-Pacific level, Cirium placed Garuda in 4th position. In the mainline category, the airline Japan Airlines was ranked first with the percentage of on-time arrivals of 95.19%. The second place is All Nippon Airways. Meanwhile, the airline from New Zealand or New Zealand is in third place with a percentage of 89.59%. The airline also served the most total flights on the list, reaching 12,570 flights. Furthermore, the airline Garuda Indonesia became the only representative of Indonesia in the top 10 list. The percentage of Garuda Indonesia's on-time arrival is 87.98%. The total flights are 3,916 flights. The average delay time of Garuda Indonesia is the same as for Air New Zealand, which is 28 minutes. When compared to the mainline category, the changes in the network category are not too much. In the network category, ANA took the top spot. Meanwhile, Japan Airlines dropped to second place with a percentage of 93.90% and an average delay time of 29 minutes. Interestingly, Garuda Indonesia remained in fourth position with a percentage of on-time arrivals of 87.98%. The average delay time is also the same, which is 28 minutes. For more than a decade, Cirium has regularly issued reports on the punctuality of airlines and airports. However, the report was temporarily suspended at the beginning of 2020 in early 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which also paralyzed the aviation sector. That's miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Honor, I'm going to present a regional song from Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, entitled Bale Nagi, to be sung by Adidas, Nona Ipir, and Vicky Lonek. This song tells about the longing of the nomads for their hometowns and reminds them to always return to their hometown. The song titled Bale Nagi or Going Home was created by Adidas based on his personal experience and his longing for his hometown when he migrated to Florida, United States. Here is the original song from Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, entitled Bale Nagi, sung by Adidas, Nona Ipir, and Vicky Lonek.
Boleh, boleh, sampai balik. Muru air hati. Of Indonesia.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.